Okay, now we are still an hour ahead of schedule. Let's move on in to fishery management plans. Catherine, now it's your turn.
Yes, sir. I'll get this presentation loaded.
Catherine always keeps me straight on stuff, and I appreciate it. I need it.
And the file's coming up as we speak.
Okay.
Okay, everybody see the presentation okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Catherine Bloom, and I'm the Division's Rulemaking and Fishery Management Plan Coordinator, at least for a few more days. This will be my last presentation to you as the FMP Coordinator. When the FMP Coordinator position was first posted, several staff contacted me because they thought I was leaving Marine Fisheries, but I'm not going anywhere. There's too much work to do. The FMP and rulemaking programs are both essential programs, and both have grown to a point that one person cannot juggle all of the moving parts. And I'm excited to work with Corinne as she transitions into the FMP coordinator role, and equally excited to continue serving as the rulemaking coordinator as I have for the last 14 years, and giving my full attention to assisting the commission in fulfilling its statutory obligation to readopt its remaining 238 rules. I'll be talking more about that tomorrow, but today I'll get started on the update on the fishery management plans. In the fishery management plans section of the briefing book, beginning on page 126, there is a memo outlining the fishery management plan, or FMP, materials for this meeting. And these materials include a short summary of the North Carolina plans called the Annual Fishery Management Plan Update. This document focuses on what is happening now and into the future for the state plans. Also in the briefing materials is the 2019 FMP review. This is a large separate document that gives a pulse check for all state and interjurisdictional species based on the most recent year of data, which was 2019. The third item is the draft 2020 FMP review schedule. At the end of this segment of the meeting agenda, the commission will be asked to give its preliminary approval of the schedule. To further inform the commission's action on the schedule, two separate but related presentations on the Bay Scallop FMP and the Kingfishes FMP will be provided. Then I will walk the commission through the action step of voting on the schedule. So let's shift to the annual FMP update for a short summary of the state fishery management plans. At the Commission's August 2019 business meeting, staff first provided an update on changes being implemented designed to achieve efficiencies in the FMP process. A quick reminder that these changes include the timing of the steps in initial development of draft FMPs. In the past, as the division developed an individual section or issue paper for the FMP, they would meet with the advisory committee to develop one piece at a time. Now the division is developing the first version of the entire draft FMP and then meeting with the advisory committee to further develop the plan, achieving efficiencies in the overall process. It is important to note that this first draft of the FMP will have initial division recommendations, but these are not final positions. No final decisions are made at this point in the process. Other changes to the process include how the division works with the FMP advisory committee and how the committee operates, as well as the design of the final FMP documents. One additional challenge the division is addressing in the face of precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19 is transforming the workshops with the advisory committee to be in a fully electronic format, and we're working through those issues now. Also, before the initial development of a draft FMP, a scoping period is held to provide notice to the public that the review of the plan is underway, inform the public of the stock status if one is applicable, solicit input from the public on the list of potential management strategies to be developed, and recruit advisors to serve on the FMP Advisory Committee. These changes are being incorporated beginning with Amendment 3 to the Southern Flounder FMP and Amendment 2 to the Shrimp FMP. The annual FMP update also includes the status of each state FMP, which I will quickly highlight. Just before this presentation, Lee Paramore provided highlights of several of the state plans in the 2020 Stock Overview Report, including the southern flounder, shrimp, estuarine striped bass, spotted sea trout, and blue crab FMPs in some detail. Next, I'll provide a brief update on the other 8 state plans. Amendment 1 to the striped mullet FMP was approved in November of 2015. Review of the plan is just beginning. A benchmark stock assessment will be undertaken. The 2013 stock assessment indicated overfishing was not occurring, but it could not determine the overfish status. The commercial landings and abundance from independent indices in 2017 were near historic lows. An update of the 2013 stock assessment model with data through 2017 indicated overfishing is not occurring. The striped mullet commercial fishery primarily targets mature females during the fall when they're migrating to the ocean to spawn, which could lead to poor recruitment. Review of 2019 commercial landings indicated neither the maximum nor minimum triggers had been exceeded. The North Carolina FMP for Interjurisdictional Fisheries Information Update was approved in November of 2015. No change in management strategies was necessary, so the plan was updated with the most current factual and background data. And the review of this plan is also just beginning. The goal of the FMP for interjurisdictional fisheries is to adopt FMPs consistent with North Carolina law, approved by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission or the federal councils by reference, and implement corresponding fishery regulations in North Carolina to provide compliance or compatibility with approved FMPs and amendments now and in the future. The North Carolina River Herring FMP Amendment 2 was adopted by the Commission in February of 2015. An Atlantic Coastwide Stock Assessment Update for River Herring was completed in August 2017 with data through 2015 by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the ASMSC. Results indicate river herring remain depleted and at near historic lows on a coastwide basis. The division recommends the next review of the river herring FMP begin in 2021, 1 year later than originally planned. This will provide additional time to submit to the ASMSC an updated North Carolina Sustainable Fishery Management Plan for river herring and evaluate the need to preserve both a state and ASMSC river herring plan, the potential for achieving efficiencies by addressing any redundancy in management, and the possibility of retiring the state FMP while continuing to manage river herring via the North Carolina FMP for interjurisdictional fisheries and the ASMSC's interstate FMP for shad and river herring. The hard clam FMP Amendment 2 and the Eastern Oyster FMP Amendment 4 were approved in February of 2017. And these two plans are undertaken in conjunction because they do have issues that overlap. Stock assessments cannot be conducted due to limited data. Therefore, population size and the rate of removals from each population are unknown. For the hard clam FMP, harvest fluctuates, often in response to changes in demand, improved harvesting methods, and increases in polluted shellfish area closures. For the oyster FMP, commercial landings from public bottom have been variable, and landings from private bottom in the past few years have increased significantly due to more interest in aquaculture. As Lee mentioned, work is underway with NC State University and the Nature Conservancy to develop methodologies to determine stock status for eastern oysters. And the next review of both plans will begin in 2022. The management program currently in place for the North Carolina Red Drum FMP has resulted in a stock that has met ongoing management targets. Therefore, at your August 2017 business meeting, the Commission approved the division recommendation for the annual FMP update to fulfill the scheduled review of the North Carolina Red Drum FMP. All management strategies that have led to management targets being met are being maintained as outlined in both the state plan and the ASMSC plan. Stock conditions are monitored and reported through each annual FMP update, and the Marine Fisheries Commission will continue to receive the FMP review schedule annually. The next scheduled review of this plan will begin in 2022. As was done in 2017 for the Red Drum FMP, the division recommends the 2020 annual FMP update fulfill the scheduled review of the Bay Scallop FMP. Bay Scallop abundance has remained at historically low levels since the last scheduled review. This has not allowed a commercial or recreational harvest season to be opened, thus no stricter changes in management can be enacted. All management strategies that have been in place will be maintained as outlined in the state FMP. Stock conditions will be monitored and reported through each subsequent annual FMP update, and the Marine Fisheries Commission will continue to receive the FMP review schedule annually. The next scheduled review of this plan will begin in 2025. And as Lee mentioned, staff will provide a little more detail in a separate presentation shortly. The division recommends the 2020 annual FMP update also fulfill the scheduled review of the kingfish's FMP. The management program currently in place for kingfishes has resulted in a stock that has met ongoing management targets. All management strategies that have been in place will be maintained as outlined in the state FMP. Stock conditions will be monitored and reported through each subsequent annual FMP update, and the commission will continue to receive the FMP review schedule annually. The next scheduled review of this plan will begin in 2025, and again, staff will provide a little more detail in a separate presentation shortly. The 2019 FMP review is a compilation of annual updates about state-managed, federally managed, and Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission managed species, for which there are fishery management plans for North Carolina. This large document provided separately in the briefing materials gives a pulse check for all state and interjurisdictional species based on the most recent year of data, again, 2019. It is an invaluable resource document, especially as a means of providing fishery management plan schedule recommendations for state species based on the latest data. This annual pulse check for each species leads us to the draft 2020 FMP review schedule for North Carolina fishery management plans. The schedule is shown here on the slide and is also available in the briefing materials. The schedule reflects the status of the individual plans in regards to the statutorily mandated plan reviews. Per North Carolina General Statute 113-182.1, fishery management plans, each plan shall be reviewed at least once every 5 years. Upon the Commission's approval, the schedule will be forwarded to the Secretary of the Department of Environmental Quality for final approval, also per this same statute. In the 2020-2021 column, you can see the review is underway for 6 of the 13 state plans. These plans are the Southern Flounder, Shrimp, Estuarine Striped Bass, and Spotted Sea Trout FMPs. Review is just beginning for the North Carolina FMP for Interjurisdictional Fisheries and the Striped Mullet FMP. It is important to note the schedule assumes no rulemaking is required to implement the Southern Flounder FMP Amendment 3 and the Shrimp FMP Amendment 2. In the 2021-2022 column, you can see the review of the River Herring FMP is scheduled to begin next year. The schedule reflects a one-year delay to provide additional time to submit an updated North Carolina Sustainable Fishery Management Plan for River Herring to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and to evaluate the need to preserve both a state and ASMSC River Herring plan. The last two rows in the schedule show the Bay Scallop FMP and the Kingfish's FMP with the date of last action listed as August 2020. Prior to the Commission's vote on the five-year schedule, staff leads for the Bay Scallop plan and the Kingfish's plan will provide updates to the Commission and request the Commission's approval of the annual update to complete the 2020 scheduled review of each plan. And supporting information for each plan is included in the briefing materials. So now Jeff Dobbs and Jason Rock are going to give a brief presentation on the Bay Scallop FMP update and request the Commission's approval of the annual update to complete the 2020 scheduled review of the Bay Scallop plan. And then following that, Kevin Brown and Jason will give a presentation on the Kingfish's FMP update and request the Commission's approval of that annual update to complete the 2020 scheduled review of the Kingfish's plan. And then I'll return to walk the Commission through the action step of voting on the schedule. So at this point, I think Dana's going to change things around to hand things over to Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Catherine.